Blog Talk Radio.
And it is April 27th, coming off a very exciting NFL draft and sliding right into the EAFL 360 draft. I'm doing double duty tonight. There is the EAFL 360 draft that I am covering live. And, of course, EAFLMadden.com presents its seventh Man How Time Flies radio show. The draft will be done on a brand new website, so you're going to have to bear with me a little bit as this is the first time that we're trying a site that was customly made for this purpose by a member of the EAFL. Hit Factory has spent countless hours trying to perfect this and to get it done in time for tonight so that we can do a dry run. And, let's just see how things work out. So we're going to have the draft tonight. We're going to have we're going to talk about some Madden Online leagues, Madden 09, if you can believe it. It is finally happening. And so lot going on tonight. The draft has officially started, although I am already having some technical difficulties myself, so we're going to see if I can re-enter the draft room and see what I can see if there's a way that I can get back involved with what's going on. Because as of right now, I can see that the draft has begun, but I cannot see anything that is going on. So bear with me for a moment. Feel free to call into the show. The call-in number is 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525. And let's talk about Madden. If you have some comments about 09, we'd love to hear them. If you have any comments about the NFL draft, feel free. Let's talk. I'm noticing that the Philadelphia 76ers are definitely for real. They are up by 10 in the second quarter over Detroit, so whoever thought it was a fluke, Philadelphia is for real. Let's see. I'm still having some troubles getting into this room, and I'm really not sure what to do about it. So let me use some of my own computer skills, log out completely, and try to go back in and see if that will do it. Bear with me. Let's see. The program is a web-based it's a web-based draft program, and it was done for us by a member of our very own community who has some pretty good skills at doing websites, and we volunteered to kind of do a dry run. And so he plans on marketing this to a lot of entities. And we're going to help them, but first we want to help them perfect it, because right now there's a couple of bugs that I cannot get into the, I don't know if he's listening, but if you're listening out there, I can't get into the room, so I'm pretty much stuck right now. So while they work on that, let's talk about Madden 09 for a second. And let's talk about the online league features that I heard. I was happy to hear it, and we've been hearing this rumored and theoried for quite some time. So it was good news to hear that Madden finally bringing back leagues. And I'm going to read to you a quote. I'm talking with you and talking about Madden, I am trying to get back into the chat, into the EAFL draft, which I have no idea if things are going well or not. I just know that I can't get in. And by now we should be on the second pick, but I can't get in. And therefore I can't give anybody any updates because I can't get in. So I'm going to talk about Madden 09 for a minute. I'm going to read to you what I found on IGN.com. First things first, there are online leagues. That means you and up to 32 of your closest compadres can play through a full NFL schedule, including playoffs, championship games, and Super Bowl. There's also flex scheduling, which allows for you to play games out of order to accommodate a heated rivalry in week 8 that needs to be played at the beginning of the season for convenience sakes. There will be trades, draft signings, and pretty much everything you remember from the season mode of Madden, but now it's all online. So potentially that could be pretty good. There could be some really good things coming out of there. Let's see if we have anybody that can call in here and help out a little bit. Still trying to get into the chat room. I apologize if any of you logged in to listen to the chat and or listen to coverage of the draft, and I can't get into the draft room to see what's going on. So unfortunately, I can't give any updates. So I'm going to go continue to talk about Madden 09, and hopefully I can get back to talking about the draft in a few minutes. Again, I apologize. We spent a lot of time on this, and I thought that this would run a little smoother than this, but currently it is not. So back to Madden 09. So online leagues should be pretty interesting. We'll see. One of the things about being able to have an online league through EA Sports is it also opens up the door for a lot of, you know, as Coach K would call, doo-doo leagues, or people that just think they can just run a league by throwing a name together and getting 10 people and saying, okay, I got a league. And leagues don't, you know, the better leagues don't really do that. So while we're happy that EA Sports finally is going to put in a league feature, we are not happy that it could also open up the door, because it's going to be free, I'm sure, and it could also open up the door for a lot of copycat leagues, a lot of leagues trying to come in and you know, a lot of people trying to do inferior leagues, which really could bring down the quality of how people perceive leagues. So I don't know what the answer to that is, but I guess we have to take the good with the bad. I am still trying to get back into the chat room. Unfortunately, this first run is not working out as we planned. And so I have to apologize for anybody who's out there listening. We did spend a lot of time in making sure that this would work. And unfortunately, I'm not getting good responses from people at this moment. So... and anybody out there IMing me about the draft, I there's not much I can do about it. The guy who is the tech is working on it as we speak, so you can stop IMing me. So moving back on to Madden, they're also going to have celebrations, and there's going to be a whole host of celebrations based on people that, you know, the Chad Johnson, the TOs, and all of the people that you know that celebrate in the NFL will also have their own individual celebrations. T.O. has at least 10. There'll be the Lambeau Leap, I've heard, the Superman that was pretty popular last year, and a lot of other celebrations. Mixed reaction around the Madden community about that. I think a lot of people feel like, you know, let's talk about gameplay and not worry about celebrations. So we'll see. I think anything that can make the game a little bit better will help. And Madden also, this 09 will have weather. We'll have an inclement weather feature, something that many of us have craved for a long time. And, you know, finally it's coming. So there'll actually be snow and rain, and the weather will get worse, and the snow will pile up. And, you know, there'll actually be a weather feature now for Madden. So that should be pretty interesting. So when you want to go play in Green Bay, you know, in the game that's scheduled for December 15th, you might be playing in a foot of snow, and that should certainly make it interesting. They also said that the graphics that we were all teased with back a couple of years ago, if you remember the Donovan McNabb commercial and the next-gen graphics that they teased us with, and then when the game actually came out in 06, it looked nothing like that. They said that the 09 players, if you will look much more like that. Now, I don't think they're going to look exactly like that, but they're going to look more like that. So, you know, we're looking forward to 09, and you know, as features become announced, we will certainly do our best to bring that to the Madden community, and hopefully can get some dialogue and see how people like these things. You know, and again, please feel free to call in 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. I apologize again. The draft, unfortunately, is just not working as I thought it would, and so the main thrust of the show tonight was covering the draft, and unfortunately, I have no draft to cover. And so at some point I may have to end the show prematurely because I didn't prepare a lot of material, because, you know, the draft takes about 90 minutes. It's 32 teams. Each team would have up to 3 minutes to make a selection. And so that would have taken up most of the show. So without that, there really isn't going to be a heck of a lot for us to talk about this evening. So I welcome anybody out there who wants to call in and give some thoughts on anything Madden or anything sports. Feel free to do so. I am still, as I sit here, doing my best to get back into the room, but it's not working. And so everyone just bear with me. I'm going to take about a minute. I might be silent for about a minute and see if I can get into this draft room. And then hopefully I'll have something to report to everybody who has decided to come in and join us today. Let's see. Uh-oh, I might be having some luck. All right, so I am now in the chat room, but I got nothing. I got 24 people in the chat room, but I am unable to see any of the activity. The automated activity isn't there, and so I'm not able to see anything that's going on. And now there's 25 people in the chat room. And let's see. Again, I apologize. We really want to have a high quality show. And unfortunately, right now, I am pretty much stuck trying to figure out what's going on with our draft. Let's see. Okay, I don't know that this is going to work. I'm beginning to think that we're going to have to redo our draft. If anybody out there can hear me that is in the draft, if you could call in and let me know if we're having any success. All right, I've got Coach K. Coach K.
Hey, what's going on, T?
I don't know. I'm not having much success on my end.
I'm in the draft room right now. and you know, I'm among the other people that are chatting in there. I could see everything. You know,
the picks, though. Can you see the picks?
I could see who's on the clock. So it's Sparky, Mr. Bill, and me. And but the thing is, on the right, which is most recent picks, I don't see anything.
Yeah, I can't see anything. My name is on top, and I can't see anything. Let's see who else we have on the phone here. Welcome. Who's this?
Casper.
Oh, hey, Casper. Hang in there for a minute, guys. The draft room isn't working at optimum capacity, and I can't see anything. I had to log back in under another name because I couldn't log back in as myself a second time because it never logged me out. And the room, I can't see anything. I can't see picks or it's just all white for me. And the guy is IMing me, and I told him to email me the link, and he's IMing me the link. He said he was going to figure out a way for me to get in. So, Casper, why don't you talk about your Super Bowl win, and it'll give me a second to see if I can get things going.
I mean, I was up against Too Cool. I knew that was going to be a tough game because we'd led it up a lot. And I'd seen him in person at the Players Bowl, so I know he was definitely tough. Plus, we played earlier in the season, and that one came down to a 4-point victory, I think it was. So, I mean, I knew I was in for a hell game from the start. And right away, he came out and started the drive. I stopped him on a 3rd-and-3 to put him at a 4th-and-1, and he decided to go for it, even though he was in his own zone, which I found confusing. But I went out there, he tried the toss play, and it got stuffed. So I was stuck there right in his red zone already from the start of the game. So I hurried up and punched that one in on a fullback dive to Jordan eventually. And, I mean, from there it was just back and forth scoring, back and forth scoring. He threw an interception, and then I threw one right back to him. And we went into halftime 14-14. I was getting the ball at the start of the second half, so I scored then, made it 21-14. He scored to knot it up at 21. I got the field goal to go up 24-21 and actually put together a stop and was able to score again to go up 31-21. But then instead of killing the clock, I dove into the end zone, which was seemed to be a mistake because he came down and drove down and scored. So he had the ball with 30 seconds left, just down 3, and I knew how glitchy onside kicks were this year, so I didn't know. I wasn't feeling too confident at that moment because I thought he was going to get that back. But he didn't get it, so I dove onto it and just when it's the victory formation to get the win.
Sounds great. Now, why do you think that so many people picked Too Cool to beat you? We talked about it before the game, and I don't know. I think if people were picking it. I don't know that anybody picked you to win. I did, but it seems like most people picked Too Cool.
I think everyone just felt that it was going to be a close game, and in the end, I think they felt that the Bears were just the better team, so they felt that the team might pull it out possibly. Plus, everyone knows Tyler's got some good user skills, so I mean, it could have played a difference, but ultimately, it just came down to neither of us could stop each other, really.
Interesting. So this is number 2 for you, and I hear rumor is that you're going to Disney World and you're done for a while.
Yeah, definitely taking a trip to Disney. Be back for the drop of 09 if there's still a spot waiting.
I hear you. Well, I'm able to now see what's going on, and it's showing me that Coach K is on the clock. Is that correct, Coach?
And I already submitted my pick.
Okay. All right, and there's something here where...
But it shows that Sparky and Mr. Bill were DQ'd.
Yeah, and there was supposed to be a way for me to do something about that, but no sign. All right, well... I guess we will. So you submitted your pick and it didn't take.
I submitted my pick and it didn't take. It actually and then after that when I tried to when I tried to see do the link that says see complete listing of draft picks, it opened up another window, the pop-up window, and logged me out.
Okay. All right. I'm not really sure what to do here. And again, I have
reset the
have
draft.
To,
I think.
What's that?
I think it just reset the draft because Mr. Bill's no longer DQ'd, and now I see Sparky back on the clock.
All right. Can you guys talk about something for a minute and give me a minute to see if I can get this thing happening?
All right, that's no problem.
Thanks.
All right. Casper.
What's up, Coach?
Congratulations again on your second Super Bowl, EFL Super Bowl. You're among a lot of elite company.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, just for everyone out there, all the listeners out there, I've seen, you come through Europe or come through the EFL and so on and so forth. Just if you can describe basically what this league has to offer to someone that's coming in, that would come in through Europe, that would come in through, rise up to the EFL ranks and so on and so forth. Just, just kind of go into like what the EFL has done for you and what it could offer other people.
I would definitely say that when you're first joining the league, don't get discouraged by the fact that you get put in Europe. I mean, you're playing with a bunch of guys here who have been established in this league. They have their spot set in stone. So, I mean, you got to work your way up through the ranks. And at first, it seems like maybe the competition is not as tough down there and it's not what you want to be doing. But in time, you'll get your time. You'll get your shot up there in the big leagues as long as you win down there. So keep playing your game, show that you're a consistent owner. I mean, winning a Super Bowl down in Europe, the only thing that means is potential promotion. It doesn't mean anything other than that to the league. So, I mean, if you're winning Super Bowls down in Europe, competing down in Europe, it doesn't mean you're going to come up here and compete in the big leagues because not everyone does.
All right, all right. And how exactly did you find out about the EFL League?
When I had played on a previous website that had a ladder on it, I had played with the boys, Killer, Strife, and I think it was actually either Killer or the boys who had told me. I think it was the boys who had told me about the league. And at the time, it was during the PS2 days. So I figured, let me check it out. And that's when I started the whole tester and Coach K process.
I remember it too well. And then also, could you get into, obviously when people join the EFL, they're going to play, the best brand in Madden that you could basically find on the net. But also just go into just other intangibles that the EFL offers besides just, just playing Madden.
Yeah, I mean, a prime example is this past month when a bunch of us had actually attended Players Bowl. I mean, it just showed that the EFL was more than just a league because we got out there. I mean, the group of us that stayed in the hotel room, we all had fun. Fastball and Mossdew actually drove out the next day and met up with us. I mean, we all just hung out and had a good time. I mean, with like a big group of friends, you become more so than just a league because you form those rivalries, you form the friendships and everything. I mean, people just, you naturally form to each other because you're both interested in the same thing. You spend so much time around each other, so you grow to be friends with these people.
That's definitely true. And then after that, what would you say now, you being here in the EFL, we've always been, a free league. We don't charge any fees or so on and so forth. We're not, a quote-unquote money league. What would you say to people that would discount our league for not being a money league?
I mean, there's more to Madden than just playing to make money. Some people just play because they like the game. I mean, we have all different levels of bowlers in the league. We got the people who will attend a tournament that, hey, maybe they would drop money on a game. But then you got the people who just want to play. It's something that they want to do at night when they get home from work and just something to relax with. I mean, why should they have to pay money to play against tough guys when there's people that want to play for free? I mean, Madden, people have jobs. They don't need to be playing just Madden. I mean, if you can make money off of Madden, hey, more power to you if that's what you do on the side. But if you're relying on that as your sole money source, I think you need to rethink some things possibly.
And now Players Bowl, this past Players Bowl that was on the Ultimate Players Bowl, was this your actually first quote unquote tourney experience?
Yeah, I had wanted to make it out to the Madden Challenge, but the pre-registration had filled up and I didn't think they would have spots for walk up, so I didn't bother driving out. I found out later on that I could have, but oh well, missed out on that one, so I figured I was definitely making it to Philly no matter what, and I did. It was definitely a fun experience.
All right, and when you went to Players Bowl and you saw, you know, basically how people were playing, what kind of schemes they were running, so on and so forth, did it take you by surprise what people were running, or did you feel like, you know, you've basically seen a lot of the schemes and tactics that they presented over there before, so on and so forth?
It was definitely, the EAFL definitely prepared me for, I mean, I honestly didn't see anything out there that I hadn't seen before. Like, everyone in this league is running different schemes, potentially. I mean, each person puts their own touch on it, but all in all, there's only a few playbooks that people really use, and you've seen most of it when you got some top competition in this league.
And was there something when you were playing at Ultimate Players Bowl that kind of stood out to you? Something surprising, like like someone's, like a lack of focus on one aspect of a game, or so on and so forth, that you saw over there that kind of surprised you?
I definitely don't think people take the run as seriously as they should. Like, I see people that just come out and throw all game and really don't run the ball. Where, I mean, if you can mix in a good run game with your pass game, I think it balances your game out a lot. And another thing, I joked around Bam a lot about this, was kicking. I mean, I've seen some people that just can't punt the ball. I mean, it's such a basic aspect of Madden, and it could be such a key moment, but people just didn't punt the ball very well.
I think it's a product of people having such good offenses that they hardly have to punt. I was surprised about that too, definitely.
I mean, like I said, I joked around with Bam because I noticed when he kicks his field goals, he wonders why they go a little haywire on him. But I told him because when he clicks it up, he just lets go of the stick. So if you watch his power meter, the thing goes haywire to the side. That's why his kicks are going all crazy. I'm like, you got to hold the stick up the whole time. And he's like, I'm just so used to flicking it and just letting it go.
Oh, man. I guess that comes to show that some people, their offenses are so prolific that they hardly get their special teams out there. But that's definitely something that people should definitely be focusing on, special teams, because you never know when you need that game-winning field goal, good coffin corner punt, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I realize a lot of people don't even feel the need to punt the ball. Like, when they get in fourth and anything basically under 10, it seems like people are going for it. But, I mean, if you get a cheap holding call or something, you're stuck in, like, a fourth and 15, and you got to punt that ball away, and you're not very good at punting. I honestly think that's what cost Bama in his game versus Cyrus, but he went to punt the one, and that thing landed right in the middle of the field and gave Newman a heck of a lane to run with, and he got some good field position off that one.
And coming away from Ultimate Players Bowl, was there anything that you noted that you would make a change, would you make a change at any of your strategies that you came into coming into Ultimate Players Bowl, like that you would save for, you know, next tournament that you're in?
I think I went into the tournament thinking that all I could do was really run, where, like, I kind of doubted my passing game, but I think I honestly, my passing game isn't far behind from what I saw at the tournament, so I think next time I definitely got to try to incorporate that more into my game. It was just tough because I'd never really lagged rocket catching and stuff offline except for that night before, so it was tough to think of a scheme to use up with that since no one around here plays Madden. So everything I have is online with the AFL, and as you know, online is definitely different than offline.
Definitely, definitely. And now, you know, ever since, you know, you had that big win versus Problem at the Ultimate Players Bowl, you've become quite the reluctant celebrity now, you know, with the interviews and so on and so forth. How are you, you know?
Let me just interject real quick. I appreciate you carrying the ball for me. We have left the temporary the website. There's just too many bugs at this point. I think at some point it will be very good. And the point of tonight was to kind of work through the bugs, but tonight there's too many bugs and not enough time to work through them all. So anybody who might be listening, we are going back to AIM. There is a room set up. We've got 15 guys in there now. So just don't IM me, but I am one of the guys in the league, and they'll bring you into the room, and we should be starting the draft in a couple of minutes. So so just, again, if anybody's out there listening, you can go ahead and log out and close down that web window for that page. We're not going to use that tonight. And I am someone in the league other than me, and you'll get an invite into the room. I see 17 names, so I think we'll be starting in a few minutes. So go ahead, Coach. I'll let you finish whatever question you were asking.
All right. Thanks, Steve. So basically, how are you handling this recent notoriety? And what do you think about it?
It's funny because, like, when I had told my cousins about the win, like, they always joke around because when I had played them in Madden, like, they no longer want to play me because every time I played them, I always beat them. So they would joke around with me saying, like, oh, man, you're, like, one of the best in the nation. So when they heard that I had beaten Problem, they were like, see, I always told you you were, and now I don't feel as bad losing to you. That is funny just to hear, like, them saying that. And, like, when I was talking to someone, like, some kids that I grew up with, and they're talking about how they saw Madden Nation, and, like, it's like, yeah, the guy that won that, I beat him. And, like, no way. Like, it's just, it's funny because it's just a big shocker to everyone, like, because they put these people that they see on TV on such, like, a high pedestal and, like, feel like they're immortal compared to everyone else.
Now going into it, now, obviously going into the tournament, seeing the big names and the brackets and so on and so forth, did you kind of have that in the back of your head?
I mean, like I said, I'd never seen my competition compared, like, my game compared to these guys, so I didn't know how good they really were compared to, like, what I was used to playing against or how my style was. I mean, I had a little bit of a doubt that, like, I mean, I was matched up against the top guy in the nation for my first game ever, so in a tournament. So I was like, you know, I just figured I'd stick to what I knew best, which was the run.
Okay, okay. And just basically, like, when you saw these top guys and you were playing with these top guys, like, did you notice anything that you kind of noticed in other people that you play usually, so on and so forth, that kind of like brought them back down to reality or made them seem more human as a Madden player?
I mean, the second you start seeing people running the same plays that you've seen in the league, it's like, you know what, maybe this isn't so different than what I'm expecting. Like, and you notice that they're just a normal Madden player and that they're beatable.
All right. And Now that we had the another experience that we had at the Players Bowl was the whole little smack talk session that was between the crews and so on and so forth. Now, that's something that we didn't experience at the Ultimate Players Bowl back in February, Players Bowl 5, but we did experience it here at the Ultimate Players Bowl. What were your observations on it? Any comments, so on and so forth?
I mean, it was dumb in my opinion. They were just trying to kill time and stir people up, get some people get heated, and try to build up some rivalries. I mean, I understand that, but it was just too long and drawn out. They could have done it a lot quicker and more efficiently, and just got back in and got the games played. I mean, there's already enough talking going on. They didn't need to do that, in my opinion, to build it up. The competition alone gets the talking going.
Okay, I'm gonna jump back in. I want to thank Coach K for filling in. We here at the EAFL want to run a high quality show. I apologize if the last part of the last 30 minutes was a little disjointed. I'm certainly not upset with Hit Factory, as he spent a lot of his time to try to get this site up and running for us for tonight. And we did a dry run a few days ago, and it looked good, and I thought we were ready to go. And unfortunately, once everybody joined in, we had 25, 26 people in the room. For some reason, nothing worked, and, you know, he'll have to go back to the drawing board, to get it fixed. And hopefully, definitely by our next draft, we should be good to go. But maybe one of the other leagues, we can try it in, maybe the PS2 league or another league in the meantime. So we're back on AIM right now. We have 21 people in the chat room, and we're just waiting on a couple of more, 22 now. We're just waiting on a couple of more people, and the draft will begin. And, you know, the draft is always one of the most exciting times in the league, just simply because of the anticipation of who's going to get what team. We have another caller, so let me bring Bama on with us. The DC Bama.
Hey, what's going on, T?
Hey, welcome to the show. You heard me apologizing, to everybody, and we tried the new thing, and there's just unfortunately too many bugs to stick with it. So we have shifted back to our old home on AIM, and Tiki will start the draft in a couple of minutes. And, you know, I think it'll be an interesting draft. Bama has decided to put down Madden. Probably, I would guess he's done with Madden until 09, but definitely with Grand Theft Auto 4 coming out on Tuesday, I'd say he's definitely done with Madden for quite a while.
Now, I just wanted to call is Casper still on?
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to congratulate him on his Super Bowl win.
Thank you.
So, you're among the two-time champs now, dog. Just wanted to congratulate you.
Yeah, I was telling Vince now I got some more stuff to throw in my arsenal if someone tries to come at me.
Well, you know, while we're waiting, and before Bama, I have a feeling Bama may leave us. So, before he decides to leave us, and while we're waiting, Casper, you did an interview on gotfrag.com done by our very own Sick and Nasty. And it was an interview about your performance at Players Bowl and your interview about, your thoughts on Problem. And, you know, myself and Bama both kind of took you to task a bit on your very humble, very, very soft-natured in which the way you handled that interview, your comment on, you know, Problem being able to, and I believe the word you used was handle you. And you know, it's one thing to read something, but it's another thing to hear somebody's voice. And I think what you had said was you were being sarcastic. And, you know, many of us that read that just didn't catch the sarcasm. There wasn't anything that indicated sarcasm. So now that we're live, now that we're on the air, now we can hear it if you want to choose to be sarcasm. You want to set the record straight on how you feel about your win with Problem and what you think would happen if you end up, you know, I almost want to say when you end up playing Problem again.
What I was basically going with was after I won the game against Problem, everyone was saying that it must have been a fluke, like I must have got some lucky fumbles or some broken plays and stuff, and that, like, basically no one thought that I had beaten him because I just beat him. So that's why I was saying basically that, oh, if we played again, clearly he'd handle me because, you know, the first time was a fluke according to everyone else. But, I mean, if I play Problem again, I'm going to give it my all. I definitely think I'll take him to the wire and possibly beat him again. I mean, I'm not counting myself out. I know he'll adjust to what my game is, so I'm going to have to come at him with something different. I mean, I won't be playing again until 09, so who knows how the game will even play. So, I mean, I definitely think I'm always going to be competitive on each year of Madden, so if I have to play him again next year, so be it. Definitely going to give him my all and not going to count myself out this time.
Okay. Do you think the win with Problem, and just for everyone out there who might be listening, the draft has officially started. Tiki is just making some pre-draft announcements that started off with a congratulations to Casper for winning his second Super Bowl. Congratulations to Bama for winning Coach of the Year by a landslide. And anybody who doesn't know, Bama took those bum fins, as he called them, to 15-1. You know, which, you know, if you've ever played Madden 360 08 with the Dolphins, it's no fun. And
I just want to know who voted for the Bears and the Bucks. That's all I want to know who voted, because they have.
I know I voted for myself.
That's all I want.
I am the Super Bowl champ. I got to vote for myself for Coach of the Year.
Okay. Well, pretty much a done deal. I mean, Bama should win that hands down, and that's it. So, you know, 15-1 with the Bucks is really nothing else to talk about. We've got Sparky on the clock, and and Tiki. I guess this is kind of a jointly run draft, where since I was originally running the draft for the website, I have all the list of people that aren't in the draft. And so anyone who Tiki does not get a pick from, he will then let me know, and then I will check and see if I have a list, and if I do, then I will figure out what team that they will get. So, first time, I think first time ever that Tiki and I actually are jointly running a draft, so it should be pretty interesting. And the first pick is coming up, and I'm pretty sure it will be no surprise that it is the New England Patriots. So Sparky Rue, with the pick, takes the Patriots. Casper has volunteered to give commentary. And Bama, you know, feel free for as long as you're here to jump on and, you know.
Sparky with the Patriots?
Yeah.
I give him 4 wins.
What's that, 4 wins?
I give him 4 wins.
Uh-oh. Bama actually talking. That sounds like a little smack talk.
You know, I give him 4. I mean, the Patriots are the kind of team that, even if you don't have any kind of user skills whatsoever, you could throw it to Moss and he'll make it happen for you. I mean, it depends on his division. I'm giving him 5 to 6 wins.
Now, does anybody know, and I don't have it up, unfortunately, I'm sorry, what his record was last year?
I'll check.
This past season, I should say.
I think it was 1-15. With the Niners.
1-15? With the Niners?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, if you could win a game with the Niners, I think you could win a couple more with the Patriots.
Yeah, I think you guys are right. I think somewhere between 4 and 6 wins. Second pick, Mr. Bill.
Wow, the Broncos?
That
sounds
Broncos.
Like a kind of pick, maybe. I don't know.
That's a shocker. Second pick.
He must be a fan of the Broncos.
That's what I'm thinking. He's like, I don't know, that's a Bronco fan right there, I'm saying.
Wow. That's a shocker. On my board, I had the Broncos top 10, but I certainly didn't have them at number 2. And Coach K is up next with the third pick, and
wow.
I have a feeling
I know who this one's going to be.
I have a feeling I know who it's going to be too, but I won't say it, but I will be honest if I'm right or wrong. But so Patriots go first, Broncos in what I think is a pretty much
a
shocker.
That's not a shocker.
Broncos. Third pick, Coach K picks, and yeah, I think we all pretty much knew it would be the Chargers.
The only other team in consideration was the Colts, because I know he likes them.
I had to learn something from Slayer's Bowl.
All right. Yeah, the Chargers were my second team on my big board, if you will. I think I'm on draft overdose after watching so much NFL draft this week. I'm on a draft overdose. So we've got Bad Boy on the clock with the fourth pick. You know, I wonder what happened to Bad Boy. And I don't want this to come across as me talking about anybody's game. Lord knows, you know, I didn't have a season to be too proud of at 6-10. But, you know, I have memories of Bad Boy being a pretty tough game. And, you know, he's a great guy, so it's really, you know, it's not personal, of course. But, you know, I just wonder if maybe the next-gen system just hasn't agreed with him. Because Bad Boy used to be a tough out. You know, you really had to bring your game to play him.
He always had a really good defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the PS2 days.
Yeah, yeah. And I
think I noticed
maybe,
with him.
is he never wanted to adapt to the shotgun. When I played him, he was always under center. So, I mean, it puts yourself at ease to get sacked when you don't have a quick enough quarterback to get out of there. Because I know he had the Falcons this past season, and none of or two seasons ago, potentially. I forget when. And he just was under center the whole time. So all you had to do was blitz him, and he wasn't going to be able to get away from it.
Bad Boy has taken the Colts. Not a big shock there, but I'll tell you, tip from a guy who knows, if you don't play shotgun, Peyton Manning ain't running away from nobody. So you better play shotgun with them Colts if you have any chance to do anything.
Yeah, it's only several teams you can really run under center with on this
right.
team.
Guys, while we're waiting, Chargers for Life is the fifth pick. While we're waiting on him to make his pick. Oh, here it comes now. I guess after half an hour of messing around in the other room, guys are ready to go.
That's a good pick at five.
That is
can't
a
argue
good
with that.
Five. Nope. They weren't on my board because I'm not eligible for them this season. So, but yeah, they're definitely a top five team. So the Cowboys go to Chargers for Life at pick five.
Is that Casper? Don't stop.
Casper.
Yes, that's Casper. Go for
yeah.
it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Casper. I guess after I heard him, he had to come back and take him. Let's see. Grimace is up next, and I have a list for Grimace, and he will be getting. I'll actually let it get announced to the chat room first. Let's see. Taken. Bingo.
I'm wondering if there's going to be a little homerism with this pick, because I know he's a clear-cut fan of one team.
Well, it should be coming out now. What do you guys think about Madden finally bringing back online leagues for 09?
I agree with what you were saying before, where I think people are going to be trying to run their own leagues a lot more now, and you're going to see how it really isn't as easy as people think it is to run an efficient league.
There's going to be a lot of failures out there.
More examples of crappy leagues.
Yeah, I think that people are going to think just like they used to think with Premium Pass and League Now, when League Now was free, or when League Now became free, I should say. Grimace has the New York Giants with the sixth pick. The Giants were not on my big board simply because they're NFC East, and I wasn't taking an NFC East team. So, not a bad pick at six for Grimace. I think that the online league is a great idea. I hate the thought that there's going to be 8,000 leagues out there and only 30 of them run well, and the other 7,970 will be crappy leagues. And I think it just makes the whole league, Madden League system look bad. But, you know, we'll just see. Hopefully it'll be a fun. I like the fact that you can actually play games out of order, and I hope they just scrap the whole time limit thing like they had in back in Premium Pass. I hope that whole system is just gone. But it sounds like they did their homework. What I read sounded pretty good, so we'll see. We have a caller. And who might this be?
Yo, it's the boys. What up?
Hey, the boys joins us. Welcome.
What's going on, guys?
We are covering the draft, and we are now on Philly Ron's pick at number 7. To recap for anyone who might be out there listening, including people in the draft room who might be listening, number 1 was the Patriots, number 2 Broncos, number 3 Chargers, number 4 Colts, number 5 Cowboys, number 6 the G-Men. And we are now on a 7 with Philly Ron. And Philly Ron, for those of you who don't know, is a writer at VG Sports. And we welcome Philly Ron to the EAFL. And he goes with the Eagles, another team not on my big board simply because they were NFC East. But I agree, Bama, not a bad pick.
Also, if you just look at his name, it kind of gave you a little hint of who he's taking.
Who got the Giants again?
Eagles.
That's two teams gone already.
Three NFC East teams
gone. Three
NFC East teams gone. Master Ace is on the clock at pick 8. And be interesting because there's a lot of my teams are still left. I'm pick 9.
I think you're gonna get what team you want.
you got a nice little squad if you could with that nine pick.
Yeah, I'm curious to see.
My Redskins.
And what do you guys think? We talked about leagues. What do you guys think about the weather? The fact that they're bringing weather, realistic weather is what I'm hearing.
Is it going to be online, though, or is it just for offline?
Yeah. No, online, too.
Is it?
Is it going to be for online, too? No,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I believe I read that on – I read, like, three different websites, and I believe I read that on IGN, that it would be online, too.
I definitely think it'll be fun. It gets boring playing in just perfect conditions. Gives you that extra added impact when you're playing in the blizzard or in the pouring rain.
It'll be fun until you fumble in the fourth quarter, and then you lose the game.
First thing I thought of was the foot of snow glitch.
it'll definitely bring in the home field advantage, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're playing with the Packers, you're going to get used to playing in the snow. If you're a team that's been winning in the snow, so.
Or no one will play you when it's actually snowing.
Yeah.
later.
There are some good teams on the board right now.
The eighth pick is the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I still have several teams left. All right, guys, I've got a couple minutes. What do you guys think? I know who I'm taking, but I'm just curious if you guys have any suggestions.
I don't want to say any team names out there and give away any picks. But,
I'll say it since I'm not in the draft.
I already picked, though. No.
Yeah, Coach K already picked. Casper's not in it. Bama's not in it, so.
The Colts are a pretty good team at that spot.
Colts are gone.
Are taken.
No,
Colts
they're gone.
The
Colts. They're gone.
Oh, never mind then.
How about someone who's watching the draft? At this pick, I'm thinking if I'm in the draft, I'm looking at the Saints, I'm looking at the Browns, the Bengals, and the Rams or Lions. I feel like those are some of the top teams left. I personally, it's tough to pass up the chance to play with Reggie Bush.
Listen to the Vikings.
Any other thoughts?
Did Casper mention the Vikings?
No, I didn't say them.
Oh, okay, they're pretty good, too.
Things stand out to me, too.
That helps us take the Ravens.
These are the teams I have left to pick from. The Saints, the Seahawks, the Rams, the Bengals, and the Packers. Those are my five teams. And I am now about to give him my pick.
Lions. Calling it. My original guess was Packers before you said your teams, but I think it's going to be Lions. A lot of Packer pick. One Brown. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Still oh, Packers. Not bad.
Come on, now.
So, I took the Packers.
Figure you give the old man one more shot before you hang
up. You know... It's one of those things where when, you know, there's really two types of players in this league. And, you know, many of us on this call, you know, me, Bama, Coach K been here from day one, and Casper and the boys, you guys have been here long enough, played enough Madden. And, you know, there's two types of players in this league. And there's guys that just have great schemes and can adjust their schemes for their teams. And then there's guys that really need certain weapons to be able to be competitive. And I'm not a fool. I know who I am. I'm not the guy that has a great scheme that can play with any team. There are certain things that I need on my team to be competitive. And when I looked at a team, you know, I felt that the first 12 games of the season, I could have very easily been sitting at 9-3 or 10-2. You know, there's really only a couple of games that I really just didn't show up for. Other than that, there was a lot of games that I could have won that I just didn't close the deal out, and I could have and should have been in the playoffs. That said, I said I need a Cowboy-like team, and I need some defensive playmakers. And looking at Woodson and looking at Al Harris at the corners, and then looking at what's the guy's name there? The fast wide receiver.
Jennings
and Donald Driver, and then having a great quarterback, you know, Madden, great quarterback. I don't really think Favre is, well, he had a good year. But having a Madden great quarterback like Favre, I just felt like there was enough tools for me to hopefully be competitive. And
there's a lot of people.
Yeah, they definitely stacked.
You know, their defense is pretty good. They got a nice pass rush. And, you know, hey, got to give it a shot.
Yep.
Yeah, and as guys are IMing me, KGB, Barnett, Nick Collins, so you know, they were actually on my list. They were on my fourth team. I'm pretty surprised that I'm able to get them. So I'm pretty happy about it. So we are now up to pick number 10, which is a guy with two names. I don't know which name he likes to go by, but Gray Rider. It is how I've known him, and lately he's become Upstate New York Will. And he's at pick 10, and he's on the clock.
I thought that was fastball for him.
Yeah. When he first came back with that name, I thought it was fastball because I knew he was from New York. I knew his name was Will.
Yeah, so did I. Actually, he's not in the room, but he did send in a list. So let me give Tiki who he should have. Okay. I see. Gone. All right. I see who he should be getting. Pretty interesting pick for number 10.
Got a lot of options.
A team that I looked very closely at taking, but felt that their defense was just, I felt like this team that will be announced in a second would allow me to score some points, but I didn't particularly care for their defense. Excuse me. And here comes the 10th pick.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
better than you think. They got a lot of speed.
Yeah.
Well, again, you know, coming from you guys and versus coming from me, you know, it's two different perspectives on the game, so...
They don't have the overall, like, of the...
I didn't like their corners. I didn't like their corners. I don't think they had any... I think, if I remember correctly, I don't think they had anything faster than a 90 corner.
They have some fast corners. They had Ty Hill at 98, Wade 97.
Isn't he a rookie, though?
No, Ty...
Yes, later.
Ty Hill's been around, like, 3 years or so.
Okay. Well, there was something about their...
None of them are rated that high, but they're fast.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see who else we got here. And who might this be calling EAFL Radio? Welcome to the draft.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, oh. Charge for Life.
Chargers for Life. is this Go Casper Perfect Stop?
Yes, this is. Yikes.
Well, welcome to the show. How are you? Are you still hurting from that whooping I gave you?
Hey, you picked the Packers. We have one game to settle it. I have one. You have one. Okay.
Yeah, no, you took my Cowboys.
I had to. I don't remember who took the or Coach K took the Chargers from me. So
had to do it.
It was crushing. It was crushing. I just had to go with the best next picks. Team available, and I thought Tony Romo's speed with Terrell Owens and Marion Barber, and still having Julius Jones, I thought it could be good.
Yeah, I mean, I think after the game that I beat you with him, I would think that would definitely have made you say, I better go get this team.
I thought I was going to be good with the Giants, but I guess I didn't have a run game, and that was my cornerstone of my offense, and a good tight end. So, you did beat me. I beat you the first time. Just don't forget about that whooping.
Yeah, I did not forget about the unsportsmanlike way in which you played our first game. And, you know, every game I play you now, I will not forget about that unsportsmanlike way that you played our first game. I won't forget that. And I look forward to playing you, you know, our game, Packers and the Cowboys. And as much as I love the Cowboys, if I have to put them on them again, because it's your team now, I shall do that.
Hey, I had the Packers down in the lower league. Problem with those is Brett Favre is super slow. Trying to get the ball off. And Ryan, and if you try to do not depend on Ryan Graham.
With all due respect, I probably won't take much advice from you, but I appreciate it.
I'm a good runner, and Ryan Grant would always go down in at least.
You didn't run it. You didn't even run the ball in our game, so I don't know. You passed all game.
The Giants don't have running backs for me.
Big pick here, Dr. M. Chuck's third back in the league.
Yeah, I know who he's picking.
I'm saying.
I'm going with the hometown squad.
That's a. He picked the Cardinals for that.
Dr. M sent in a list, and unfortunately, let's see. Yeah, the Cardinals, he had 11 teams, and the Cardinals were eighth on his list, and the seven before the Cardinals were all taken. Cowboys, Pats, Chargers, Jack, Colts, Broncos, Giants, all taken. And so Cardinals were next. So ought to be interesting to see Dr. M with the Cardinals.
That's the hometown team.
True. Chargers for life, what's your prediction for the season? What do you think you're going to do?
You know what? I'm not going to say what I said last season. I don't know how the Cowboys play, but I'll just say at least I hope 500. I hope.
You're only setting a 500 expectation. You got to come in bigger than that.
Give us a 9-7 at least. Give me a 9-7 and maybe sneaking into a wild card spot.
You know, and look at it like this. Look at it like this. The way the draft works, as you know, people with the lesser records pick first. So the sixth, you know, you had the fifth pick. The sixth pick was the Giants, and the seventh pick was the Eagles. So you're not. I mean, the only team left is the Redskins, and we'll see who gets those. But right now, three quarters of your division is filled. The other two teams are not owned by perennial powerhouses. We're not talking, you know, Jay Bev or any of these guys with these teams. And you're still only saying a 500 record?
You know, because remember last season I said I was going to go to the playoffs, and then I got, you know, what happened, 5-11, I guess.
What was the record again? I'm sorry, I was breaking up over here. What was the record again?
5-11.
5-11, okay, I'm just checking. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. We've got the 12th pick, Snip Fox. 12th pick takes the Cleveland Browns. Remember when the Browns was a team nobody wanted? And then Braylon Edwards and Sergeant Winslow and Derek Anderson, and all of a sudden the Browns become teams people want to play with?
Stadium roster is a beautiful thing, my friend.
I tell you.
They were actually pretty good when the game first came out, Madden-wise.
I have a lot of hate for that team after that first season.
and you know, on his list, he had the Browns sixth on his list. So
Edwards is crazy. He does some crazy catches.
So we've got Strife. Strife is your boy there. The boys, and I don't have a list from him, so it's pretty much going
to
be on
him. I like
him
to go with the J-E-T-S, Jets, every 6-0.
Oh, nope, he doesn't. No, he didn't go.
He's a liar. He didn't even going to go with the hometown team, but he got too scared, I guess, when it's time to pull the trigger.
Well,
that's one thing I talked to Russ about before the draft. I told him that if I ever had the chance to play with, like, my favorite team, I would never pass that up. And he claimed that it was only because I like the Cowboys and they're good.
Favorite team is the Cowboys. Of course you wouldn't pass it up.
I told him any team that I liked about. I mean, if you look at my past seasons, I gave Brian Leonard more carries than Steven Jackson had because he's from Rutgers.
Now, we've got Stepdad on the clock. Any can you give us any inside tips there, Chargers
Raiders.
For life?
Raiders.
You think so?
He's a big Raider fan, so it's always
you think
been
so?
Oakland. Me and him, we always rivalry, so Oakland. He might just...
Well, why? What? Tell him to take the skins.
I want to come to your division.
That's what I'm saying. Tell him to take the skins. I want to see the father-son, you know, I want to see the father and son feud. I want to see you milk your father.
You know what? You know, I'm better than him. He might say he's better, but I'm better, and he knows he's listening right now, so... I am the better player.
Tell him to take the Redskins. I want to see him take. Here comes the pick. Let's see.
Please
let's see.
Does
he pick the Redskins?
Please get the Redskins. Take the Redskins.
He's going Raiders.
84 points.
Let's see. Come on.
Oh my God.
The last year.
Raiders.
Oh man.
Raiders.
He took the high road. He took the Raiders. I think Toshomi should realize that even though the Raiders had a pretty good draft and made some good offseason moves, those don't kick in until 09. You know, you don't have Darren McFadden right now. I'm sorry.
you still picked his favorite team, so no matter
okay.
what.
All right, well, I guess.
Yeah, I respect that.
A lot of good teams left there for Keenan.
I wanted to see the in-division rivalry between stepdad and stepson. That's what I wanted to see.
See, if the Raiders were gonna be gone, he would have picked the Redskins, and I would have beaten him. I'm charged for life, and he just has shown me. So, I am the better player.
Well, you know, I guess at this point, I don't. Bama, do the Redskins play the Chargers? I mean, play the.
No, I don't think they played them. No.
They didn't play them. All right, so. So the only way you guys can meet now is in the Super Bowl, and I don't know. I got good money saying that that's not going to happen. But, hey, I've been wrong before. Maybe it can happen. You know, maybe it can happen. We've got, let's
not
see,
happening.
15th pick. Keegan Brick is on the clock. I got several people in the chat room saying that it ain't happening. So we've got Keegan Brick's on the clock.
Keegan's got a lot of choices here. You can go a lot of different ways.
There's still Saints, Lions. I
haven't played Keegan in a while. I forgot his style of play.
He ran it a lot with Westbrook, so I'm saying Reggie Bush, Saints right here.
I think you might go into an easy division here. If I know Keegan.
are you implying what I think you're implying?
I think I'm implying that he might be going to visit Bama this season in his hometown.
Yep, I was thinking that too. Anybody who makes that move, I think, is a good move.
It's a great move as the league goes. Might not be the best available team, but.
No, but you're right. I mean, that's a good move. I'll just leave it at that for the moment till it actually happens.
All right, let's see here. Keegan, Alex.
No. Yeah, I don't.
He
oh,
did it.
Not the bum.
He did it.
There you go. The Redskins.
The bumskins.
Oh, man. You know what, though? I tell you, Bama, Kiki's the only one that can talk right now, though. His Giants are the champ. There's nothing we can say, man. His Giants did it. So, you know, got it. We can't talk until freaking February. or until the Giants are mathematically eliminated from contention.
If my Redskins beat him on the first day, I will talk.
This will definitely be the Saints right here. After seeing how much he runs the ball at LJ, I cannot imagine him doing that with Reggie Bush. If he doesn't go Saints, I don't know who will.
I just want to know what his name means, 69 something or other. I want to remind everybody that this is EAFL Madden Radio. We are on blogtalkradio.com. You can call me at 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525. You can instant message me at EAFL Commissioner on AIM, or you can even send me an email, but I've been told don't even bother with the email, so I won't. So join us. We're talking Madden, but really right now we're focusing in on our draft. In between picks, we can talk a little bit of Madden, and we can talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that are going to be going on throughout the summer and into the new year. I've been asked some questions about Sports Gamer. Sports Gamer's still on track. Me and the people over there just are still working out some details and working out some things. But Sports Gamer's still on track, and I would anticipate this week that we should be wrapping things up. And so just stay tuned.
It's got to be the Saints right here.
All right, the pink pick is coming up. Ooh,
Jocker.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
The dude ran the ball every play of our game. I figured Reggie Bush is a lock for him. Now I'm thinking maybe you never know what Vince is going to do.
Vince
is back in the league. I thought he was gone.
I thought he was gone too.
Nah, Vince is back.
Vince's pick will be his.
Let me tell you guys something, and I won't get into any details, but I played Vince's last game, and after our first game went into overtime, he pretty much destroyed me in the second game, and he played completely different. It was a completely different scheme, and, you know, got to give him credit, you know, had me on my heels the whole game. Now, you guys can say, well, who am I? Well, I'm the guy that took him in overtime our first game. So, you know, I was able to play competitive against him, but in the second game, he changed up his style completely. So, I don't know. I think if he works on that scheme and keeps it going, he might very well be looking at his second Super Bowl ring, because it was fairly impressive, I got to say. And let's see. He's still deciding who he's going to pick. Now, remember, you know, not trying to, you know, we can do this because, you know, I've picked, but he's a huge Bears fan. And, you know, wouldn't surprise me if he went with the Bears. Let's see. Here we go.
I think he wants to win more than he wants to play with his own team right now.
Surprisingly, he stays at home.
Saints.
If I read... Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I told you, you never know what Vince is going to do.
Wow. Wow.
What is he thinking? Do they even have a mobile quarterback?
I think he should have went with the Bears.
I'll have to run that option with Jeff Garcia, I guess.
Wow.
Googly arm Garcia.
Jeez. Wowzer.
I don't know. Nah, you know. Wow, that's a bad pick. Go Jayhawks right here. He's still.
Hey, Primetime King, if you're out there and want to call in and explain
please
to
give
your,
us a reason.
Your adoring public, your logic in taking the Bucks, we'd love to hear it. Chargers for Life has signed off, so thank you for calling in, and I look forward to our game. And tell your stepdaddy should have taken the skin, because we all wanted to see the rivalry, but maybe another year. So Vince, if you're out there and you want to call in, we'd love to understand this one. 18th pick would be Go Jayhawks, and he is on the clock. And okay, got a word. Vince will be calling in. Yeah. All right. So we've got Go Jayhawks at 18. I couldn't even begin to tell you.
He should make some noise with a pretty good team. I just
saying he's going with the Lions. I think he's going to make a mistake here.
Ding, 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 ding. How are the Saints still on the board?
I got to tell you, I'm really surprised at some of these picks.
I'm excited.
Tiki Sun,
that's more so team-wise that they're picking these teams.
Tiki Sun 21, a.k.a. Nelly Nell, the commissioner of the 360 League, is on the clock with the 19th pick. And I know who he's going to take because he's a smart guy.
I don't think he'll go back to the Lions again. He might go up the Saints here.
Does he go into the NFC West, a weak division, get the Seahawks, a run-heavy team? Thanks. I don't know.
I got an email from somebody, and I'm not even really sure what he's trying to say to me. Or, and I am, I'm sorry. It's a long one. I guess I'll let him. He's
that's
still tight. So. Yeah, I called that one.
Finally, someone knows about Reggie Bush.
I knew he was taking the Saints because Tiki's smart. Tiki's a smart guy, and I think the Saints are best available right now, regardless of scheme. I think they're the best available right now. So no surprise there, at least for me.
Does Rydell go for the one more shot with the ABP?
I don't know. I'm thinking about, he loves those running backs since Reggie just went. He might go back to those Vikings.
Maybe he goes to the Chiefs?
Nah. Larry Johnson don't do enough by himself.
Oh, okay. All right. While Wydog is on the clock, I'll read this since I did ask the question. The guy 69 69ASOBS has IM'd me why where his name came from. 69 is part of the name of my friend's band that is one of my favorite bands, and ASOBS stands for Arrogant Sons of, and I won't say it because this is a family show, which is another one of the bands I listen to. Mainly, I put it because my gamer tag would be easier to just have it as my League Daddy name, since you are wondering, but I'm fine with people calling me Sangrado still. All right. Thank you for the explanation. And yes, I was wondering. I didn't connect. One of the things that's real difficult when you're running
that's
a league.
Texan. He says, seriously?
I'm excited. I'm two picks away.
My dog takes the Texans at number 20.
That's really on the clock.
One of the things that's difficult about when you run a league is you have the Madden name that they play the games with, you have the Instant Messenger name, and then you have the League Daddy name. And guys sometimes don't just use the same name. And so we're left with trying to determine who is who because they change their names depending on the situation. And I thank all the guys that just use one name. It really makes life a lot easier. So anyway,
I try to keep it constant.
Well, at least you've had the same IM name from the get-go, from the first time we've met you, so we all know you. You know, we know what your IM name is. But some of these guys that join the league and trying to figure out who's who and what's what, and pretty difficult. We do have 9 people in our AOL chat, or I'm sorry, in our Blog Talk Radio chat as well. So there are 9 people in there. Hello to all of you, and I'm glad to have you listening to the show. Feel free to type any questions or comments you may have, and I'll be sure to read them onto the show. And in the meantime, we are waiting on, it just came up. Fast Willie take the Bears.
He's coming after you, T. That's what he was basically saying right there.
Yeah, he pretty much told me in the off season that he wanted a piece of me, and I just said, why? I didn't get it.
He saw this too cool head with him, so he figures it'll rub off on him, maybe.
Well.
It's that clinic all over again, see? He's trying to get back at you.
Hey, you know, Coach K used to do that, too. Coach K doesn't do that anymore, though. Coach K was doing that every season until I stopped losing. Now he doesn't draft into my division anymore, so I guess I'll have to teach fastball the same lesson.
You could have drafted into mine.
What for?
Russ Bus into your division as well.
Russ Bus, all right.
That's a really good pick at 22.
Oh, my goodness, 23. What am I going to do?
I know this pick right here.
Oh, my goodness.
If you start dealing with Fitzgerald on defense with Russ, will you see what you got this season coming at you?
This could be the beginning of the Jack Fetch version, too.
So and the boys do not announce it on the radio, please.
I will not, sir.
Okay, thank you. But you can talk about it after Tiki announces it.
What do you guys think here? This is teams available. We got Lions, Panthers, Seahawks, I guess would be the next best. Lions, Packers, Lions, Panthers, Seahawks, and then the Falcons, I would guess.
It's pretty obvious.
He keeps suggesting you take the Fins. I'm with that one.
You did have them that season, right?
That would be good with them.
Well, as much as I hate to say it, I have a feeling my opinion is you're going to take the Lions, bring you into my division, but you do what you got to do.
Panthers are really good, too.
What's that?
I know where this pick's going.
I said the Panthers are really good, too.
They are. I'm kind of tempted. I wanted a big arm QB. I wanted the Vikes, and they just got taken right before this. Because I just want to be able to throw bombs, which I've never been able to do. 2 years running Fins, and then Warner, he can't throw very deep.
Backfest number 2.
Well, Russ Bus wants me to announce, and if I remember to do it, I'll actually cut and paste it and put it on the boards for the season. But Russ Bus wanted me to announce, and I quote, The pick will be a steal, which we can agree with that. And he guarantees that he'll make the playoffs.
Russ Bus?
Russ Bus is guaranteeing that he'll make the playoffs.
Adrian Peterson could give anyone the playoffs.
Is he taking his division? Is he taking his division? Let me hear that.
Because if not, if he says yes, you're drafting in there. I know you.
let me hear him say he's taking his division.
Why don't you go ahead and make your pick? This affects me, guys. You're sitting here making all these challenges like I'm not even in the division. No comments there, Kevin.
I just made a bad pick, guys. I just made a bad pick.
All right.
I'm sorry. I made a bad pick.
That would have added to some nice drama if you would have. Well, I don't know. I don't know who you picked yet, so I can't even comment.
You gonna jockfest it?
Oh man.
All right. Let's see.
Continue waiting.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, we knew that. There was no surprise there.
I had to take him, man. I didn't want him.
The Lions. I knew you were coming into the Lions.
If you thought Fitz was bad, exactly. Wait until you see this.
You got two of them. You got deal with Calvin and Roy on defense.
They're gonna be your top two cornerbacks and wide receivers.
All right, prime time. I believe this is the prime time King calling in. Let's see.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, hey.
What's going on?
So
let's get right to it, man. Pick 17. There's teams like the Lions, the Saints in particular. A lot of people thought you were going to take the Saints, Lions with their offense, the Bears, your hometown team, and you took the Bucks. What's up?
Yeah. Like you said, I changed my style. Like, I changed it, like, totally. And if I were to get the Saints, I would have been, you know, toss bush, dive bush, catch the ball bush, you know. It would have been the same running gun style offense. Now, don't get me wrong, my playbook is still running gun and all, but, like, my style is, like, totally different. You've seen it, T, and, you know, the perfect team, you know, they're assuming it's the Jacksonville Jaguars, or maybe the Dallas Cowboys, but I know I wasn't getting a team like that. And I looked, it was between them and maybe Minnesota. And I already played with Minnesota, and I was like, well, what the hell, go with Tampa Bay. It sounds crazy, but, you know, I think the outcome of my season, you know, is why I picked them.
I hope
you can have some tough people in your division with the Panthers and stuff, and still open.
All right.
Yeah.
Tiki, give me a minute. Tiki's looking for Lance's pick at 24, so now I have to go through his pick, and his I have to go through his list. So, guys, talk.
Eventually,
yeah.
Get in a division win here.
What's that?
Gonna win the division?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna win the division. I think so. I'm just confident in my new scheme. Like I was talking with Kate about it, and he was telling me it's like a true type scheme. It's under center really, and I still got some kinks to work out, but it's coming along.
I just don't see what kind of scheme could have the Bucks as the perfect fit for it.
I mean, the Bucks is not the perfect team, well, obviously, but you know. Seeing as I was like, you know, the only team left I could, you know, really do. I wish you was in the league so you could actually see. Hit me up with a lab game later and I'll show you.
Hey, you know, I'm always available to lab. I just couldn't deal with another season of this.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'll just take it out.
Who's driving right now?
I'll tell you, the only reason that I'm still playing is because of all the things that are going on with the league, with the sports gamer and that kind of stuff. So, but even me, probably at the end of this season, I'm probably about ready to take a break myself. So 24th pick is the Panthers.
By Lance.
Took him again.
Yeah. Lance, that's love.
He likes that Steve Smith fullback dive. What can I say?
Fullback dive to Steve Smith, anyone?
All right. Who do we have? Who's next? Drewski's on the clock, I believe, now. So we're down to eight picks to go. Who's left, guys? Seahawks are still out there.
Still got We're looking at Seahawks, the Niners,
and basically the whole AFC West.
Falcons, the Steelers are still a quality team out there with a nice defense, good running game, semi-mobile quarterback. The Chiefs and three out of the four AFC East teams still sit there.
Hey, who selected the New Orleans Saints? I left out the house.
Tiki-san.
Tiki? Oh, that's what's up. I get Tiki.
I'm
someone like that.
It's Burger
King
right here.
Bam, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if I was to pick this
someone,
one...
Hold on. Somebody has... I can hear a lot of background. Does anybody know
someone's driving.
That is?
I think that's...
What's that?
He said he was going out.
Who's that?
Hey, that's me. I'm in the car. What I'm going to do is, when I get home, I'll call back.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, he said he had to run out before, so I figured it was him.
Okay. Thanks. All right, so we've got Drewski with the pick 25. Now, guys, why do the Steelers, you know, one season the Steelers will go top 10, and the next season they'll go bottom 10. You know, I haven't played with them. Has anybody played with the Steelers? What's the deal with them in Madden?
They got spectacular catch.
Short wide receivers.
Short wide receivers, but on defense they've got two hammer safeties. They've got two brick wall linebackers. They've got a 98 overall defensive tackle. They've got two solid overall DNs, not really built for speed rushing, but they've got about four or five backup outside linebackers you can sub in there. And on defense, they're a great team. Offensively, you got fast Willie Parker, tosses and angle routes, then will beat me 42-7, ask Soul.
You're a bum.
They're a solid team, but I don't know. The wide receivers are where they lack. They've got a decent tight end. They're a good Madden team.
Well, they just got taken at pick 25. So.
You got the AFC East. You got the Chiefs, Seahawks, 49ers, and Falcons.
J-Bab's going Seahawks here. I'm calling it.
You got any spectacular catch receivers?
No. The only team left spectacular catchers are the Chiefs got them, the Jets got them. And the Falcons, they got one.
Falcons have one, and they have Jenkins. I think Jenkins can do it, too. They actually have two. I know Roddy White can spec, and I'm pretty sure Jenkins can.
No, Roddy White and the tight end.
While we're waiting on the pick, I thought I'd throw out another Madden 09 feature. I'm just going to read this to you, but I don't know. I don't know that I get it. I'll just explain it. But apparently what Madden is trying to do is they're bringing in something called a virtual trainer. And once you use the virtual trainer, you'll get assigned a Madden IQ. And that IQ will help you match up against your competitions to see who has the higher IQ. Let's see. Is that picking yet? All right. I'm reading now. Another key point the EA Sports is trying to hit home with Madden 09 is the idea of increased accessibility. It's actually something that we should have seen coming. As Peter Moore recently spoke about how Madden needs to widen its already massive audience by allowing the game of football to be dumbed down, for lack of a better phrase, so those not familiar with the sport can get into the action. The first of two features that aim to achieve that goal is known as the virtual trainer. This goes beyond simple drills and training camp games by actually testing your knowledge of Madden and how the game of football is supposed to be played based on your performance in the virtual trainer. The game will adjust the difficulty to meet your skill level, whatever that may be. You'll be assigned a Madden IQ so you can actually compare your proficiency in the sport of football against your buddies. I guess I got to get more information on that, but I don't know. That doesn't excite me.
Nope.
It doesn't. Only online and the way the game plays.
Put in spectator mode and I'll be happy.
Let's see. Pick 26, which is J-Bev, and J-Bev takes the Falcons.
That's a good pick.
That division is definitely going to be nothing to mess with.
That's trouble, man. The Falcons are a good team. They got awesome DNs, awesome D-line. They got Rod Coleman, who might not be good in real life, but he's a beast on Madden. beast linebackers, nothing but speed in the secondary, and the offense, bunch of tall people he can rock the catch to.
He's got to find a QB to throw it to him because some of them are shaky.
Leftwich has like 96 throw power, though, so D-Hall on a skinny post, anybody?
Pick 27 is Too Cool, who's on the clock. Too Cool lost a very competitive game to Casper in the Super Bowl. And I guess Too Cool is one Super Bowl appearance away from officially gaining the Marino title. So we'll see what happens this year. We'll
see. Can't even say Strike has that title anymore because he doesn't even make the playoffs anymore.
What's that?
I said Strike used to have that title, but he doesn't even make the playoffs anymore, so I don't know if he's worthy of Marino.
Wow.
That's for with the first shot tonight.
That's a SportsCenter top story right there.
Wow. There you go.
I mean, he blamed him right. Not last, but he had those Saints last season. If he couldn't make the playoffs with them, I don't know.
Too Cool takes the Kansas City Chiefs.
I saw that one.
I'll tell you, I can't stand that team.
Didn't he have them his first season in the EFL? And he had Tony Gonzalez and Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah, you had him before the updated rosters, T's. Dwayne Bowe's he's a beast out of the updated rosters. Tony G's a beast. LJ. I don't know. That
quarterback
suck.
Quarterback suck. Yeah. Quarterback suck. So,
he'll be fine. He'll be on the playoffs again.
Yeah, he's that good, unfortunately. pick 28 is Fran 2424. And let's see. Gonna have to check. I don't believe, Tiki, that I have a list for Fran. Let me just double check. But I'm pretty sure that I don't. Nope.
Fran
2424, if you're out there, you're running out of time to get in and make a pick. But he has not sent in a list. Soul has been MIA. Nothing from Soul. Not a thing. So
he's not a product of the Patriots, though. Remember that.
Flaked out.
Oh, no, not Soul. I'm talking about Fran.
Picks 28 and 29 are in jeopardy. Let's see.
Any way I get a second team?
Is that going to be the first project of the night?
Yeah, that's got to be a... I don't know if we want... Man, 27 picks without a fourth.
Yeah,
no. That's pretty good.
I just hope I have a spot when I come back in O-R-L.
Let's see. Well, we're waiting to hear the status of Fran at 28, Soul at 29. S-Jack would then be at 30. I know he's around. And then we've got the EAFL E-Champion goes by the name of LT2703. I don't know what his instant messenger name is. I'm sure it's not LT2703 because that would be too easy. But he's at 31, and then at 32 is Philly Style, and he was the runner-up. So it'll be interesting to see.
Well, I think Fran just came into the room on the door, and just was.
Yeah, you know, and this will give me a minute to really just say once again, guys, to everybody out there listening, you know, it's really, you know, the league doesn't ask you guys to do a lot, but, you know, when we try to do things like a draft or whatever and you're non-responsive, you really make it hard on us. When you don't send in a list or you send in a list incomplete, you know, we are very meticulous in how we explain what we're looking for. And I can't tell you how many lists I got that weren't complete, and I had to email guys back and say, please read the directions and just do what we ask. It's really not that difficult to just read something and then do what it says, and if you don't get it, ask a question. But it really, you make things easier on the league when you can just do that. And that's really it. We don't ask anything else but just to follow the few rules that we have or the few guidelines that we have, you know, when we're trying to do a draft or whatever, you know. That's really all we ask. So, let's see. We are still waiting on word on Fran, and I would guess that Fran's pick must, you know, his time should be just about up if I'm looking at the clock correctly.
Why did Mel sign off?
Okay, he's back on. All right, and again, guys, anybody out there can call in, and the number is 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. What do you guys think? Is there enough interest in the league to do a show sometime during the week on the NFL draft or not?
I think it'd be close. Borderline. I think we could pull it off, maybe.
If you have our Mel Kiper in there, yeah, you can do it.
Basically.
And you know who we're talking about, too.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know. The EAFL's own Mel Kiper might drive me crazy. And I got to call somebody out. But I was looking at the post in there that were posted by Daddy. And, Daddy, I'm sorry, but I know you was cutting and pasting that stuff. I know that wasn't you. I'm sorry. You know, we pretty much know in this league who really follows college football and who really doesn't. So now all of a sudden you're this college football guru, and all of a sudden you know all about who should get picked and where. And like, nah, I'm sorry. You know, anybody can go to a website and cut and paste, and that's what I think you were doing, so... I'm calling it out there, and if he doesn't like it, he can call into the show and prove me wrong. all right. Any word on what's going on with Fran? Is Fran in the draft? I think Tiki must be having some connection issues. Let me see if Fran is even in the draft room.
I don't know his name. I don't see him.
Dorian. 2424.
I think he's gone.
Oh, okay. All right. The pick is coming now. Tiki got booted. 28th pick, Fran 2424 takes the 49ers.
Not much that you can pick from right now.
Yeah, I guess.
Still have that pick.
I guess.
No Jets yet? No one picked the Jets?
Huh?
No one picked the Jets?
Jets are still on the board, and so are the Seahawks. That's a horrible pick.
You picked the 49ers ahead of the Jets? Wow.
Ahead of the Seahawks? Would that be?
Well, I was thinking, yeah, ahead of the Seahawks. I'm not surprised. I think the 49ers and the Jets are cut from the same mold, but the Seahawks, I would have thought, would have went before the 49ers.
Seahawks are in no way an elite Madden team, but they're in that second tier of teams, not in that bottom third where you have the Niners and the Bills and the...
At least the Jets have two spectacular catch receipts, but
yeah,
the rest of them don't.
The defense on the Seahawks is awesome. I think that was a horrible pick.
Yeah, Tiki, you can move on past Sol. Sol's a forfeit. Haven't heard anything from him, and I've made every effort to reach out to him.
Sol's picked out.
Sol is a forfeit. So that would move on to pick 30, and pick 30 would be S-Jack, who, he's got to be not a happy camper that he starts off a season 12-1. And does anybody know, as a trivia question, who gave him that one loss last season?
I think it was this guy named T.
I think so. I think it was T back when he back when he was actually doing something good with the Cowboys before before he he fell flat the second half of the season. But SJack's got to be sick at 12-1 and had to step down because of his 360 going out, and unfortunately couldn't get a new one in time. And fastball did his best to come into the league and went from 12-1 and took that team to 12-4 and unfortunately lost in the first round. And I know SJack must have been thinking about what might have been to have actually been playing that well. I was not looking forward to playing him the second time, I'll be honest. I was not looking forward to it. But, yeah, that's right, Will. I called you out again. Go. Just bring it. Bring it on the field, dude. That's all you got to do. So we're waiting on SJack's 29th. Actually, yeah, SJack would be the 29th pick.
He's going back to the Seahawks. That was an obvious choice there. That's good value. That's the 29th pick, as Mel Kiper would say.
Yep.
That's a good value. That's 29.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree with you, the boys. The Seahawks going this late. I mean, they dropped way too far. You know, they could have easily been in the second ten of teams.
I'm thinking anywhere between. If you get them anywhere under 20 and up, 21, 22, anything from 20, Seahawks are a great choice. I don't know how they fell that far. Well, I don't know how I got the Lions at 23 either.
It always happens every year.
The team always falls to me. Remember when I got the Raiders that year?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So we are down to our last. Now, you know, Casper has left us, but Bama's still on the line. And you know, Bama, with Sol losing his pick, we're going to finish off with 31 teams. And, you know, you might have some unfinished business with them bum fins if you want to come back and, you know.
No, that's okay. Nah. That team gives me nightmares. I can't do anything on offense with them. Nothing.
Bama, come back.
They got no spectacular catch receivers, no quarterback. They only got Ted Ginn on offense. I don't even give it to Ronnie Brown that much. So,
all right.
Wide receiver.
I try to do that too, but then it goes back to the quarterback.
So there are three teams left, right? The Jets, the Fins, and who am I
Bills.
Missing?
Bills are also available.
Okay. All righty. He sent in a list, so his team will get announced momentarily.
We are almost full, too. Start making some predictions.
Yeah, we might have a few minutes for that because by the time we get done, we should have probably 10 or 12 minutes left. And actually, we could run long. It just won't be streaming live, but it'll still get archived if we need it to. All right, so with the 30th pick, the EAFL E-Champion, LT2703, has taken the Jets. Coach K, you still there, right?
Right here.
What do you think of this guy? Do you think he's going to be competitive with the Jets?
Yeah. Depending on who picks after him, I mean, there's only two people in the division right now, him and Sparky, so... He'll compete.
Well, we're about to get Philly Styles' pick, and we will make it three people in the division. Pretty easy to predict that between the Bills and the Dolphins that the Bills would be the team. I think on every list I got, the Dolphins were the last team listed. So...
they are as bad as they sound.
So I think that does it. We've got one more owner we're going to have to pull up from Europe, and they will get the Dolphins, and then we'll be complete. And at some point this evening, the season will be ready to go, or just, you know, wait on Tiki's post to say it's all set. And anybody who's listening, you know that if you play any games before the end, before the season officially starts, it will not count. And Tiki will certainly be monitoring. It takes a little bit of time to get the site ready, and you just got to be patient. We usually say allow till at least midnight. It could happen sooner, but allow till at least midnight, so it gives the commissioner plenty of time to get things ready. So with that said, Bama, you feel like maybe giving us some predictions?
Let me see. Let's start off with, I guess, the AFC North. We got 69 ASOBS, Strife, SMP Fox, and Drewski. I'm going to go with Strife on this one. He has the Bengals. They're the best. Well, the Browns could be the best Madden team on there, but I'm going to go with Strife on that one. With the Bengals taking the AFC North.
Okay. I'd agree with you on that one.
All right, then we got the AFC South. We got Ride Dog with the Texans, Bad Boy with the Colts, Ace with the Jaguars, and Go Jayhawks with the Titans. This one is kind of easy for me. I'm going with Jayhawks with the Titans. I got Ride Dog coming in second with the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be between, I guess I'd give the edge to Go Jayhawks. I think it's going to be, I think Master Ace he's going to do better than we think with the Jags. I just have a feeling that he's going to be in there. It's going to be a little closer than we're thinking. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I'd go with Go Jayhawks.
All right, then we got the AFC West, Mr. Bill with the Broncos, Too Cool with the Chiefs, To Show Me with the Raiders, and our Coach K with the Chargers. Sorry, Coach K, I'm taking Too Cool with the Chiefs on this one.
Yeah, this is Too Cool's division. I think the Chiefs suck, but Too Cool's that good. You know, with whatever team he gets, he's that solid, so... I think it's gonna be his division.
All right, then we got the NFC East. Casper Go Perfect Stop with the Cowboys, Grimace with the Giants, Philly Ron with the Eagles, and Keegan with the Redskins. I've never played Philly Ron, but I heard he was good. Keegan, the Redskins. It's going to be a toss-up between them two. I'll go with Keegan on this one just because I've seen him play. So Keegan taking the Skins division on that one.
I'm going to go with Philly Ron, and I really don't – I think I might have played Keegan once since he's been in the league, maybe. So I've never really – I couldn't even tell you how his game is. I'm gonna give the edge to Philly Ron with those Eagles. I just have a feeling that you know, I get a sense that he's playing with his team, and so I'm gonna give him the edge just for that reason.
All right, now we got the NFC North Fastball, the Bears, the Boys with the Lions, you with the Packers, and Russ Bus with the Vikings. I got to go with the Boys on this one. He's going to have two spectacular catch receivers to play offense and defense. And then with his 46 Bear defense with the Lions, I think he's got this one. With Russ Buss probably coming in second. And then battle it out the toilet bowl with you and Fastball.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no way that I will ever pick anybody else to win a division that I'm in. no matter how good they are, no matter who they are. So I'm going to go with the commish to pull the upset of the century and to win the division and to, you know, shock the boys with, you know, I played the Lions a lot, actually, and I know their defensive weaknesses, and so I think that I can – I know the boys is really coming to his own on Madden over the last month and a half, but I'm not scared. I really feel like I can battle with him, and I've played more games, and I played some of the top guys pretty tough, so I'm ready. So I'm gonna call it to my division. My division to lose. I got the best team in the division. My division to lose.
All right, now we got the NFC South. We got J-Bev. This is a pretty stacked division right here. We got J-Bev with the Falcons, Lance with the Panthers, Kiki with the Saints, and Vince with the Bucks. If anybody, I mean, you could really pick anybody on here, and you wouldn't really be shocked on who wins it. I'm going to go with J-Bev on this one. With the Falcons, if he like I've always said, if J-Bev plays smart, he could beat anybody. It's just a matter of him playing smart. Probably taking Tiki is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, because he could beat anybody and lose to anybody at the same time. So I'm going with Tiki coming in second, Lance third, Vince fourth in that division.
If Vince plays and uses the scheme that I saw and plays at that level, Vince will be very tough. Now, the Bucks are not a great Madden team, but that scheme that he was using was very, very different, and I think it could confuse some people. I don't think J-Bev will be good enough to overcome the Falcons' deficiencies, although J-Bev is very good, but he hasn't been the same player since he's won the Super Bowl. And that's just reality. I don't know whether he's busy. I don't know whether he's doesn't have enough time to play like he was before. But, you know, what I thought was going to be a Bama, the boys, WC type run hasn't materialized. So I'm going to pick Tiki to win this division. I think that Tiki arguably is the most consistent guy we've ever had in the league. I mean, you know, arguably, but the most consistent. And I think you give him the Saints, you know, I think they're the best Madden team in that division, in my opinion. And Tiki can beat anybody on any given day. So I'm going to go with Tiki to win the division.
All right, now we got the NFC West. We got Chuck coming back with the Cardinals, Fran with the 49ers, S-Jack with the Seahawks, and Upstate, the fake fastball with the Rams.
Who's Chuck?
Dr. M.
I'm going with S-Jack on this one. I don't see... I mean, Dr. M, if he starts playing the game, yeah, I could see him winning it, but he hasn't really played the game since it's come out, and we're almost at the end of the year, so I'm going with S-Jack on this one.
Yeah, I go with S-Jack too. I don't even think it's going to – I mean, the only variable is Dr. M, and we know that Dr. M has good Madden skills, and if he's played the game more than we think, certainly he could surprise some people with the Cardinals. If you sleep on him, you know, you're going to lose. If you sleep on Dr. M and think it's an easy win, he may surprise you. He's always been fairly competitive, back in the PS2 days in particular. That said, I agree. I think, you know, I played S-Jack, and he's good, and he's got a pretty decent team with the Seahawks. He went 12-1 with the Skins. I cannot imagine he won't do less than that with the Seahawks. So I go with the Seahawks and S-Jack as well.
All right, and that should do it.
Well, we missed the AFC East because all the teams aren't filled in, but we pretty much know that the Bills are the EAFLE runner-up, Philly style. The Dolphins, yet to be determined, probably an EAFLE promotee. Sparky Rue has the Pats, and the Jets are the LT2703 guy, who is the new who's EAFLE champion coming up into the big leagues. And I will say that anybody with the Patriots should win that division, period. That said, I'm going to go with the EAFLE champion to win the division with the Jets.
Yeah, I'm going the same route because I haven't played any one of them. So if you wanna, if you won the league and the minor leagues, I guess you, I mean, you're somewhat good. So I got him winning the AFC East.
All right, all right, Coach K. Any thoughts? You've been kind of quiet over there.
Oh no, I just been listening to the predictions that you guys have been putting. I kind of want to backtrack to the projections for the NFC South. I think that J-Bev, I think the combination of Leftwich's arm and also having access to D'Angelo Hall and knowing what he did before with the Raiders, I think that's going to be the X factor in the division. But if everything else plays out, then, you know, it's definitely a three-way match between Bev, Tiki Sun, and Prime Time King.
Okay.
Can't sleep on Lance, though, on that division. He's the wild card, too, on that one.
Who's that?
I said Lance is the wild card on that one, too. You just don't know what kind of Lance you're going to get, neither.
Any early Super Bowl predictions, Bama? Any early thoughts on when you look at who's, how the conferences have lined up? We've got, you know, the boys and J-Bev and Tiki and S-Jack and Prime Time, and, you know, we have all of them in one conference, and then the other conference, there's Too Cool. Well, go Jayhawks, Too Cool. Wow, AFC really doesn't have...
Yeah, it's not. AFC is like a... I don't know. Personally, AFC is looking like a two-man, like, race with Too Cool and Go Jayhawks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, AFC, you guys got to step up because, you know, Too Cool could run away with this early. and the NFC, once again, is looking, you know, like it did last season where, 10-6 actually kept you out of, you know, Vince was 10-6 with the Eagles. Was it the Eagles? Yeah, I think it was the Eagles last season, and he didn't make the playoffs. So,
yeah, it's looking like Go Jayhawks and Too Cool in the AFC. NFC, I mean, wow. You can either go with J-Bev, you can go with the boys. I mean, Philly Ron, Tiki, Primetime, Lance. All of them could really ask Jack. I got to go with the boys on this one. He has the best Madden team among... Well, actually, Philly Ron is the best Madden team among, like, the contenders. So I got to go with the boys on this one. I think with the style of play that he's going to come in, I think he'll come out of the NFC. And I got to go with Too Cool in the AFC with the Chiefs.
Okay. Coach K, a different question for you as our time is winding down. We've got about 2 minutes to go. What do you think for your season? Now, last season you had... Who'd you have last season?
I had the Rams.
You had the Rams, okay. Season didn't go quite as you would have liked, but now you're stepping up to one of the top teams in Madden, arguably between them and maybe the Patriots as the top team in Madden. Any thoughts on how you'll do this season with such a super team?
Well, I'm honestly gonna take it one game at a time. I would say that, you know, between the last time I had the Chargers till now, I learned a lot in Madden, and you know, also going to the Players Bowl, been kind of, you know, exposed to something.
All right, wait. I don't want all of. I want a prediction. I don't want the one game at a time, softs. You know, I said I'm going to win my division, okay? I got the boys in my division. I got Russ Bus in my division. And I said I'm going to win my division. What's up, man? give me a prediction. Give me something.
A prediction?
Yeah.
Well, I would say I'm going to give Too Cool a run for his money for the division.
That's what I'll say.
Okay. You think you could split with him? 1-1 at least?
Why not?
All right. Let's see what happens. Well, guys, I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank Casper, Super Bowl champ, who is stepping down from competition till 09. I want to thank Bama, perennial powerhouse, also stepping down till 09. But, you know, we always try to get Bama to come back. Maybe we can get him to come back for season 30. I want to thank Coach K for calling in, Vince for calling in. And, you know, I want to remind everybody, I want to apologize for the earlier confusion, but, you know, remember, EAFLMadden.com/join to join any of the EAFL leagues. You know, we have a league that will satisfy your needs. So look us up, you know, EAFLMadden.com. And just remember that the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field. See you next week.